A settlement is reached over the Skagway Wastewater Treatment Project, and Haines and Skagway are taking different approaches to how they find new borough managers. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Skagway and its contractor for the town's wastewater treatment project have reached a settlement after the project suffered delays, criticisms, and disagreements. The settlement between the municipality and ASRC McGraw Constructors of Sitka was finalized October 31st and made public Tuesday. The six-page agreement outlines a final punch list of items McGraw agreed to complete by the end of October and an agreed-upon final payment by the municipality. Skagway has been withholding payments to McGraw until the disagreement over work and delays were ironed out. In the end, the borough paid McGraw just over $900,000. That included a $653,000 balance for approved contract work, $117,000 in approved change order work, and about $114,000 of interest the borough owed the company for withholding payment. But McGraw agreed to liquidated damages in the amount of $135,000 be subtracted for the delays in the project. The borough also withheld $30,000 of the payment until the final punch list was completed. The retrofit of the wastewater plant was scheduled to be completed by March of last year. The $6 million plant project was meant to upgrade some of the treatment plant's equipment and processes after the town found itself on the Environmental Protection Agency watch list over concerns the plant may be violating the Clean Water Act. The delay in the project came to a head last summer when the town's incinerator was also down for a few weeks. With the new plant not yet online, that caused a backup in processing waste. McGraw representatives at the time disagreed the holdup on the project was their fault. In letters to the borough provided by the company, McGraw writes, "The largest obstacles in the project were with equipment furnished by the municipality and excessive change orders." Skagway retained Tom Healy to help with the settlement. Healy worked for several months recently as a Skagway interim manager. He says the agreement finally puts to rest frustrations over the project.
It's a kind of a difficult project. Any time you come into an operating treatment facility and change around the equipment and everything else, it gets fairly complex. And there were some issues that arose, and there were some delays. And the history of the project is one from a municipality's point of view, some concern about getting it done on time. But I think overall, it's a reasonable settlement. Yes.
The new plant has been online and operational for several months now. The McGraw settlement was one of the final components left on the project. Interim manager Emily Deitch says still in progress is a final payment to the equipment supplier and submitting paperwork to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to close out the project with the state. The Haynesboro Assembly met in committee Monday night to discuss the manager position hiring process. Earlier that day, one of the candidates interviewed recently, Jim Pascal from New Jersey, withdrew his name from consideration. Mayor Stephanie Scott said Monday evening the group had several options, including moving ahead with more interviews with the candidates that remain interested, or they could meet with Sharla Brown, an assistant professor of management at the University of Alaska Southeast. Brown has given the group some suggestions about the hiring process, including ideas for questions to ask during the first round of interviews. Brown offered, for a fee, to meet with the assembly to help identify specific attributes or characteristics the group is looking for in a new manager. The four members of the assembly present Monday night leaned toward keeping the Sharla Brown proposal in their back pocket if the current candidates don't work out. Instead, they decided to see if David Sosa could come to Haines in person for an interview. They also asked Mayor Scott to speak with Susan Jensen of Anchorage about continuing with the interview process. Sosa is retiring from the Marine Corps and currently lives in North Carolina. He already let the assembly know that if chosen, he would not be available to start work at the borough until April next year. Mayor Scott said she would contact Sosa to ask him about his availability to come to Haines for an in-person interview. Approval of that travel will have to be approved at the next regular assembly meeting, November 12th. Mayor Scott may then also let the assembly know whether Jensen is available for another interview by Skype or in person. And of course, there is another borough manager position to talk about, the open position in Skagway. and there are differences in how the two towns are going about the hiring process. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer created the Manager Hiring Process Evaluation Committee last month to spearhead the process. The committee consists of Assemblyman Gary Hansen, Tim Cochran, and Steve Burnham as chairperson. Burnham says the committee has met twice and is working to draft a job description. The committee is working from a job task analysis for the manager that was created by former manager Tom Healy, who also served as interim manager for part of the year. Burnham says working from that list, the committee is then surveying department heads and administrative staff about those tasks and which ones they rate as most important in their departments. They are also soliciting feedback about any additional skills or tasks those that work most closely with the manager feel should be part of the job description. Burnham said hammering out the job description is important in order to give an accurate portrayal of what the borough is expecting from a manager. The committee is also surveying the other assembly members. Once the committee drafts a job description, that will go to the full assembly for approval before it's advertised. Burnham said the committee at this point is leaning toward not using a hiring firm to help with the process, and there's been no objection to that so far. However, Burnham has said he prefers using an independent firm to help with background checks of candidates when the time comes. Burnham said a new manager will likely be hired after the first of the year. Haines police are investigating two recent thefts at the Haines swimming pool. Interim Police Chief Simon Ford says Friday cash was reported stolen from the cash register at the pool. On Monday, another report says lockers in the pool changing rooms were rifled through. Ford says it's unclear at this point if the two incidents are related, but he is expecting to soon file misdemeanor charges against a suspect in the second case. Ford says anyone with information about the cases is encouraged to call police. Scholars and culture bearers gather in Juneau this week for a clan conference focusing on Tlingit knowledge and traditions. It runs Wednesday night through Sunday morning in the capital city's Centennial Hall. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The event is called Sharing Our Knowledge. It includes dozens of workshops and presentations. Juneau's Peter Metcalf is one of the organizers.
There's both academic presentations as well as non-academics who might be Tlingit speakers or might be artists, you know, in other words, people who are not necessarily credentialed academically but have deep knowledge of their topic or subject and can speak knowledgeably about it.
Sessions include linguistics, archaeology, Alaska Native history, museum studies, indigenous law, and traditional ecological knowledge. The clan conference theme is Our Language is Our Way of Life.
Our Tlingit language is a dying language.
Sitka's Jerry Hope is the conference's executive director.
And it was a concern of one of the organizing committee members that a number of our elders are passing away, and we need to be able to talk to them while they are here.
The theme is also evident in sessions on building a Tlingit library, regional language programs, and a Tlingit spelling bee. Hope points to sessions on gathering Tlingit phrases to use with children and bringing Tlingit into the home.
As it turns out, I have a strong belief that language in the home is something that is often overlooked.
The conference charges a registration fee with a day pass option. Discounts are available for students and seniors. Metcalf says it's for more than just tribal members.
The best part about it, from my point of view, is that you can walk into or out of a workshop and you'll feel welcome and understand what's going on.
The clan conferences began about 20 years ago under the leadership of the late Andy Hope III. After a 10-year pause, they resumed in 2007. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Don't forget you can visit our news section online at khns.org anytime. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS News Facebook page. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, and you can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.